Welcome to the Questionable Behavior Podcast. Please don't forget to follow us on Instagram at @_QBPC. Also, give us 5 stars on all your favorite podcast platforms and subscribe on YouTube. We have a special guest with us here today, another prominent Albanian in the community. She's recently moved to LA. Mimoza, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for having me, Edison. I really appreciate it. I'm honored to be a part of this.
I'm happy that you're here. So we like to start off all our shows with just highlighting the accomplishments of the people we have on. So first off, congratulations on 300,000 views on your latest single, Young Queens, on YouTube. You have,
thank you so much.
With the few videos on YouTube, I think 3-4 videos you have over 5 million views. And also written a song that for Ava Max that was on the Billboard's #1 for 8 or 9 weeks. So
8 weeks, yeah.
So for that, we're going to clap it up for you. You know, congratulations on all your success so far, and we're looking forward to a lot more from you. So with that being said, So with that being said, let's start off with the Kings and Queens. You linked up with Ava through your record labels. But how does it feel basically connecting with another Albanian and writing a song that was #1?
First of all, thank you so much for your kind words. I hope to not speak over you, but I get so excited. And because of Zoom, you never know when you're talking over somebody. But thank you for your kind words. It was an incredible experience. I honestly, when I wrote Kings and Queens, I didn't know who it was going to end up for. I just always knew that I loved that song, and I always believed in the chorus. I always felt like it had potential. I actually wrote that one in 2015. And then when I got the call last year in January 2020, that's when my management was like, Ava Max heard this. She loves this. She wants to make this her own. And I honestly was so excited. And then when I saw the video last March, I was just so thrilled. And no, I'm just honored that, you know, it did what it did. And I always say this because it's the truth. I am so proud of, you know, the success we've shared together. But what I'm mostly proud of is knowing that I wrote a hit for another fellow Albanian superstar. And I honestly, I'm a fan of women fixing each other's crowns. I feel like that's what strong women do and real queens do. So it just makes me proud, you know?
Yeah, for sure. So it wasn't a plan to end up on Ava Max's lap, basically. It just kind of all happened by accident, and it just happened to be that Albanian wrote it and Albanian performed it. So that's actually...
Yes.
That's a great
thing
to hear.
I remember we wanted to pitch it for Lady Gaga, which also would have been amazing. But I'm just honestly, like, I think Ava Max killed it, and she did her thing on it, and I'm just so, so proud.
So right from there, I want to go into your latest single, Young Queen. For that song, you had a friend help you rewrite it, if I'm not mistaken, your friend Hillary, or is that?
Yes.
So
yes.
Do you guys work together a lot, or?
Yes. So she is like my sister. I write all my songs with Hillary, and I produce all my songs with my brother, Cliff. They are incredible. And I think that the three of us, we are truly magical when we work together, because we all have our strengths, and we've done Big Girls Cry together, we've done Love for Days together, and now Young Queen. And I'm just so excited for more songs to be released that we've done, because I really feel like we have something magical between us.
And for Young Queen specifically, you had a lot to do with the video. You were directing a lot of it. A lot of the visual scenes were kind of all your ideas. So tell me, was that your first experience kind of just being fully involved with the visuals and your video and everything from beginning to end of the song? Or
first of all, Edison, I just want to applaud you, because I'm so impressed that you have done your work and you know everything. I'm so impressed. You're amazing.
I'm going to use that as a sound clip for my show. Just let you know that right now.
Yes, you should. But I did direct it, but it wasn't the first time, because with Love for Days, that's when I really took control. I feel like with Big Girls Cry, with the video, I knew I wanted it to be in Joshua Tree, and that was me, you know, tasting it a little. But then with Love for Days, I went in, and then with Young Queen, I really went in. I was like, no, this is how we're going to do it. And yeah. I just love to be involved, Edison, because I just feel like nobody knows how the song feels in my heart. So I feel like it's my job as an artist to mirror that, to like really show that in my visuals. And I really care about my visuals. Like I care about somebody not knowing what it's about, but then when you see the song, even if you don't hear the audio, to be like, oh, the video is telling a story. It's giving me a feeling. I care about that so much, you know?
Yeah. So how did the idea come about to put traditional Albanian clothes in the video, to shoot the video in Albania? And also, was that your family that is in the video, or who is that wearing the all the traditional clothing?
Yeah, so it came, honestly, just so you know, I never write a song just to write a song. I don't wake up and go, oh, let me do this about Kosovo. Like, it was just like an honest concept where I was like, you know, I want an empowerment song. I want a song that's a love letter mm-hmm. to myself and something that honors my mom. And then as we were writing it, it just developed into Young Queen. And then I was like, no, let me really go in and like dig deep. And that's how it became about everything that I am. And that's how the song was developed. And then as we were writing and producing the song, I was like, I need to shoot this in Kosovo. So that's when I decided. And actually, a fun fact that I actually started shooting this video in the summer of 2019. Oh, wow. But it never felt completed. Yeah, it never felt completed. And me being the perfectionist that I am, I then finalized some scenes last summer, mm-hmm. and it was my idea to wear the traditional clothes because I just think they're so beautiful and so badass. And it's like, I cared about showing our culture, our beauty, the fashion and everything, and really being unapologetic about it, and just being mm-hmm. like, I don't care, you love it or hate it. This right. is who we are, you right. know?
And, you know, as an Albanian, just looking on, it's obviously like huge, you know, seeing an artist like yourself coming up into the scene and embracing the fact that, you know, we're Albanian, this is who we are, and showing our traditions to yeah. other people, to the world, you know.
Yeah.
We're a very small population yeah. and we make a lot of big noise, so.
So. We do. We are so prideful, and that's why a pride that's bigger than mountains, like that's the lyric, mm-hmm. because it's like, you know, like, I'm going to tell you who
yeah,
I am.
Exactly.
This is who I am.
Exactly.
And like, yeah.
Everybody in the room has yep. to know I'm Albanian. This is where I come from.
Yeah. So
that's how,
yes,
always how
totally,
it is.
Totally.
So tell yep. me a little bit about, because you speak four languages and you write mostly in English. Was it ever difficult yeah. to kind of like figure out which language you're going to write music in, what you're going to sing, because moving around, or was it always just the idea, I'm going to be an international pop star, has to be in English? That was the
yes,
goal
so
from a young age.
Yeah, so I started singing when I was 6, and I fell in love with music, and then I started writing songs when I was 12, and then I got into the industry, and I, from the very beginning, Edison, to be honest with you, I wanted to really sing my songs, but I met, you know, my publisher, and he was like, you know what? You should really focus on learning how to sing, how to write songs, because when you learn how to write songs, that's your superpower, because a label, a management, an artist, they're only as powerful as their music. Right. And if you're in control of that, that's the real power. So that's when I was like, all right, let me dedicate some years to like really developing a sound. And it was never hard to figure out what language it was going to be. I honestly, it's the easiest thing, not easiest thing. It's still hard to write, you know, really good songs. But yeah. like writing in English is, I think, is my only talent. I don't know how to write or to sing in Albanian or German, or I feel like English. That's like the easiest for me.
That's the easiest for you at the time. So basically, your first song that you ever written, if I'm not mistaken, was called "Talk to Me."
Oh my! How do you know that?
I'm a genius. No.
How do you know that? I'm so embarrassed.
So tell me the difference between Mimosa when she wrote "Talk to Me" and now to Young Queens.
Wow. The fact that you know that, I'm so embarrassed. Yeah, my first song
Why
when
are you
I was
embarrassed?
12.
Nobody's heard it yet.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can't believe. Can it, like, wow, I'm so impressed. Yes, it was Talk to Me when I was 12. and I performed it with my school band at school. And I think we were singing some Avril Lavigne songs. Huh?
Oh, you actually performed it?
Yeah, I performed it in like fifth grade. It's like, it's not good. Trust me. I hope that will never be released. But yeah, it was like, it was cute. It was like, yeah, it was like about a relationship. And like, I don't know what I was singing, but yeah, I've always cared about really writing my songs and being authentic. That's something that I have put so much focus on, and I'm so prideful of my lyrics, my melodies, and my videos. It's something that I just like, I'm so proud of it, you know?
So how would you say you've improved your writing in general? I know a lot of stuff comes from personal, personal experiences, etc. But how do you, over the time since you're 12, you started writing, how did you kind of improve the way you string your words together and really tell a story?
I think I've improved because I think that it doesn't matter whether it's songwriting or playing basketball or anything. I feel like if there's something you want to do and you do it every day, it just starts to feel a little bit natural. So it's hard to explain how I've improved, but I would say that I know whether, like, if I'm starting a concept or some lyrics and I bring that to my team, I have a feeling mostly what songs are worth, you know, getting, you know, the time that, you know, spending the time on, you mm-hmm. know what I mean? Like, yeah. I have a feeling. And then sometimes it's hard because, like, even Young Queen, like, I rewrote that song 12 times. Like, that was wow. rewritten many times. So it takes, and I have songs that are done in 2 hours. I have songs that are done in 2 months. Some songs need 2 years where you go back and forth. And, it's all about however it feels complete in the end. And I just honestly, Edison, to be honest with you, I just like close my eyes and I just like think about like, does it feel complete? Does it feel right? And when I have that feeling in my heart, that's mm-hmm. when I go, okay, it's ready. So I just like, it's a feeling. It's weird to say it's a feeling. It's never like, here it is. It's just
song,
like,
yeah.
Okay, does it feel good? Yeah. It's like, I base everything off feelings and, connecting to it, you know?
Do you have to be kind of stuck in that feeling for a little while to start feeling passionate about writing it? Or is it kind of like if something, let's say something catches you today, like something that you're, some sort of feeling that catches you today, does that get you right in the mode to start writing about it?
Yeah, it's, you know, inspiration comes from the weirdest things. It could be like, I don't know, it could be a conversation I have with you. It could be a dream. It could just be a title that I see. It could just be, it could honestly be a documentary that I watch and a woman is telling something. Like, it's, inspiration comes from anything. But it's mostly me starting the concept or telling my team, this is what I care about. This is what I want to say. And then we finish it.
So
that's how it usually is.
Going off of that, your song Big Girls Cry came from a moment when or feeling where you were being called too emotional. So
yes.
So when you're writing that song and putting it together, did you also self-reflect? Did something change within you after that? Or were you like, I'm going to be the mimosa I am and too bad for all of you?
I was so happy when that was done. I remember being so sad. It was like, I don't want to get into details, but it was basically, I was criticized by a guy for, you know, I was being told you're way too emotional. You're too much. You're this and that.
Albanian.
And I was like, huh? Albanian? No. It was actually somebody. It was actually somebody in the industry.
Oh.
So it was like an executive, and okay. And I was basically being told, like, you know, you're way too emotional and this and that. And I was like, excuse me, I'm sorry, but like, showing emotions is beautiful. Yeah. Like, I'm not afraid.
Do you want to see emotions? Like, I'll show you emotions. No, I'm kidding.
Exactly. And I was like, my emotions are yeah. beautiful, and you should mm-hmm. actually compliment me for being brave enough to show my emotions. I'm right. not scared.
Right.
Like, I don't care who you are, whether you're famous or not. I believe everybody deserves to be treated with respect. Mm-hmm. And I felt so disrespected
yeah.
when I was showing my emotions. And I was like, well, I'm going to fucking show you. Sorry for cursing.
No, you're allowed to curse. Like, it's okay.
Okay, great. And I was like, I'm going to show you my emotions. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to write a song about it that's going to make me money.
Yeah.
And that was my attitude about it.
And then there you go. Made you money. It has, I think, 3 million views or something like that on YouTube. That little critique brought a lot of success for you.
Yes.
So that's awesome. Yeah, it's awesome so that you turned that around.
Exactly. So what I try to do, Edison, I try to turn it around, and I just try to see the silver lining in everything. And I just try to, like, any person I meet in life or anything I go through, I use that to my advantage, use that in my art. And I try to, like, you know, like, tell something that real, you know?
So a lot of your songs, because they have a message, would you say that a lot of them you write for yourself at first? Like, while you're writing, you're kind of giving yourself a message before you give it to others as an inspiration?
Oh, yeah. Like, first of all, it's therapy for me. Mm-hmm. And I think I wrote Young Queen because I needed to feel empowered. And I like to write songs where I get reminded. I always say it's a reminder for you to not drop your crown and for people to understand that, like, they're unique and amazing and strong and beautiful. And our stories make us, you know, amazing. But I needed to hear that. So I felt like, yeah, it's always, every song is therapy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then once I just feel like, okay, it's good, then I'm like, okay, let me share this with the world.
So, playing devil's advocate a little bit, when you are successful and you reach the Grammy that you want to reach, etc., what emotions, you know, you're going to be in a very good place, I guess, at that moment. Do you think that...
Bless you. Thank you.
Do you think that being in a space like that and reaching the goals that you want to reach, are you going to run out of things to write about?
You know what? I used to worry about that. Like, I used to worry when I first started writing, I always would, like, freak out and go, oh my God, will I still have something to say? But I've realized that I will, because life doesn't stop.
Right.
Like, we will always, you know, like, and it can, like I said, it's anything. So because I started my project with real life experiences, that is what I focus on, Edison. And I just feel like my idols, they do the same. And the songs that really touch me and live in my heart are the songs that are real. And mm-hmm. I think that people want to be moved, but you can't be moved unless it's real. So, like, I will always bet on quality and real stories. And then, like, if it touches you, great. And if not, it's my story and it's my truth. I'm not pretending to be somebody I'm not. I'm not doing this. It's not a facade. It's not a show. It's like, it's genuine and honest. And that is always and will always be my focus, like, quality and honesty in my music.
Yeah. So at least you always build that connection with your fans, you know, because every time they listen, it's kind of like a little bit of you that you're giving to them in your music. So that's amazing.
And thank you, Edison. And I my goal is for my supporters, I want them to know that, like, anything I put on for them to know that I put out, for them to be like, wow, this is Mimosa. Like, I can feel this is her heart. Mm-hmm. Like, nobody tells me, oh, you should write a song called Big Girls Cry, or like, you should do this. It's like, no, everything comes from me first. And I just happen to have an incredible team that really believes in me and works with me, and they help me make it, you know, like, turn it into a reality. But that's my goal, because that's how I feel about my idols. And I know that that really good shit is that shit that always rises to the top when it's honest, when it's authentic. And that's why that's my focus.
So when you're writing songs for other people, how are you... Are you still trying to get yourself in an emotional state to write a certain song, or how's that process for you?
Yeah, that's actually easier. I always say, sometimes I joke around with my team. I'm like, oh, it's so annoying to write for me because I'm such a perfectionist, you know? And like, anytime when we write for, like, others, it's just so much easier because I just throw out an idea, and then the artist, if they're in the room, now we have, you know, Zoom sessions because of COVID, but like, if the artist is in the room, It's just like, I love that. I don't like that. Let's change that. And it's just like so easy. And I'm like, I always sit in the room and go, if this was for me, I would have changed this a million times. And then I'm like, is that good or bad? Like, that's just how I am.
Yeah. So being a perfectionist, do you think it's difficult to work with you when you're in the zone? You know, let's say you're in the video shoot or whatever the case, and you have 10 different things where are you more of a person like, get out of the way, everybody move out of the way, we're getting this stuff done? Or are you easygoing when in that mode? We're talking about the worst of Mimosa right now.
Yeah, no. So I love that question. And actually, I have a behind the scenes that I am going to put out next week for each scene. And I hope I'm not awful to work with. I know I'm very focused. Mm-hmm. I'm very focused. And I think you see that I'm super focused and I have my vision. And I explain to the videographer, like, because I do direct it, you know, my videos. Mm-hmm. So I am super focused. But I like to believe that I swim like this. Like, I'm a team player. And like, I know I can't do it all myself. Yeah. I need a team. And I'm just grateful that they work with me and try to help me realize my crazy ideas that I have. But I would say it's a mix of super focused and a mix of still being humble and polite and understanding that they don't owe me that. Like, I'm honored that they're working with me. So honestly, Edison, it's a mix of both. It's a 50-50 thing.
Yeah. I know me personally, if I'm, let's say if I have an interview set up, everything that doesn't have to do with the interview coming up, don't even talk to me about it till after. I don't care what we're doing after tomorrow, yesterday. Don't talk to me about anything. Does it have to do with 1 o'clock? No, don't talk to me. I haven't. Talk to me only about what's going to happen next, and that's it. Just like tunnel vision when it comes to that. You know, and I get very focused and I kind of like try to, you know, just literally not let anything else distract me from that moment. After that, then it's like, oh, relief. All right, let's go get some food, get a drink. Let's go celebrate something.
Yeah. So, but you know what? I think that's a beautiful quality to have. It's a beautiful quality to have.
Thank you.
Being focused and being really determined, I think that that's beautiful. So that's great.
Thank you. Appreciate you. So when you wrote a song for a German movie, not sure how to pronounce it. So when you're writing for...
Drei Türken von ein Baby.
What was that? Say it again.
It's a Drei Türken, Three Turks. Three Turks or three Turkish men and a baby.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I would have never gotten that right. So when you wrote for that movie, how's writing for a movie? Are they putting you kind of like in a setting and it's like, all right, this is a story, write about this specific thing, or are you kind of just watching? Yeah. So just tell me that process in general.
Yeah. So I'm really good friends with a producer. He's one of the most successful producers in Germany. And we were having a session and we were working together and he was like, actually, ma'am, I think we should work on a song for this movie. This scene, I actually was showed the scene and it helped us because when they showed us the scene, that's when we were like, okay, let's get into the vibe of this. And it was a little bit more sad. So that is how that process was. Like, we basically, he showed me the scenes. And then we try to write about, and I had to hear the story, what the whole movie was about. And like, that's how that was developed.
And is that song in English as well? Or did you try your hand in German writing?
That was in English. And I honestly, Edison, I would love in the future to do that more with movies in the US. Like, I would love to be at a level where Disney calls and they're like,
Mimosa, we need your beautiful voice on the next Mickey Mouse hit.
Let's put it out in the universe. Let's just do that.
Mimosa's on Disney next. Yeah. All right. So after that Disney placement, you owe me another follow-up interview. We're just going to say that right now. That's on record. It's recorded.
Yes.
Because since we're putting it out in the universe on the show. The other thing I wanted to ask was when you saw the success of Kings and Queens, at that point you already had a couple of singles out, but did that give you extra motivation that, oh, I can really do this, I can really, you know, my songs are really good enough or that good, my writing is great, and did it give you an extra push to pursue your own personal career more?
No, it did not, because I have always believed in myself. I have always believed in my songs. My confidence my confidence and my talent and in my writing and in my singing, I don't need a song. I mean, it helps. Don't get me wrong. It helps. But it's not like I thought I wasn't good enough when, when I released Big Girls Cry. It was more of a, I think if anything, it just helped people in the industry respect me more.
But for yourself, it was like, I know I'm going to make it to wherever I need to go. It just, whether you notice now or later, it's up to you kind of thing.
Yeah. To me, it's like, I've been ready. I'm waiting for you guys to wake up. But like, again, like, I don't want to come off cocky because I'm not. But like, I think that any artist, you need that. You need that lion pride. You need that belief. And like, if you don't believe in yourself, then like, who will? And I think Kings and Queens actually helped me on the business side to just get my team and expand my team. So again, like, that was a blessing. And I honestly, Edison, I feel like everything happens for a reason in life. Like, everything we go through happens for a reason. And to me, I feel like my reason was, the blessing was, it did what it did, and it honestly helped me expand my team. So I'm super grateful how, you know, everything is slowly coming together. And I don't feel like, oh, now I can't make it because of that. I'm like, oh yeah, the puzzle, everything is coming together. Good. That's great.
Oh, you know? Good. All right. It's falling into place. Got to keep moving forward. I love that. So everybody likes, when an artist puts a song out, you know, they put a song out and the fans, you know, they take that in quickly now with the streaming and everything, and they're always expecting the next thing. Fans are very impatient nowadays. So, you know, you have with the few singles that you release, you have a couple of different styles. You have a pop style. You released a song called Anyway that was more of a EDM type of track. Are we expecting that type of style to follow along, or do you have some type of song coming out that's slower, that's really projecting your voice on it, more ballad type, or what's the next plans for you?
Musically. I would say the next plan. Yeah. So to be honest with you, we have two songs that could end up being singles. One is more of an up-tempo and that could end up being with the DJ. Another one is not. But even with Anyway, that was a song that I wrote, and a friend of mine who is a DJ, he heard it and he fell in love with it. And that's how that was released. And I wrote that one as well. And that was in Australia, and that went platinum, which was like such a blessing. But
congrats.
But I think what you can expect in the future is when you listen to Big Girls Cry, Love for Days, and Young Queen, that is my sound. And of course, anything with the DJ will sound a little bit more EDM-ish, but like what defines my sound, I believe, is the songwriting and the melodies that come from my heart. And I think that that separates me from the rest. And that is the sound that, you know, gives me my mimosa sound.
So we're getting to like the last couple of minutes of the interview. And with that, since we're both Albanian and, moved diasporas, moving to other countries, I do want to test your knowledge on some classical Albanian songs.
I don't know.
You might. I have like a few here. I'm going to say the first line. And let me know if you know the second part of it. Are we ready to start?
I hope they're classics because I'm going to embarrass myself. Go ahead.
Okay. Jamadani via via.
Kosova Shibnia. I know that one.
There we go. One for one so far. Okay.
Yay.
Tekalali.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, no. Tekalali Spirit. I'm not even going to sing. I'm not a singer. So, all right.
No, you sound great.
You're so nice. But that's a lie. other than that, I want to do the closing statement. Mimosa, thank you so much for being on the show. You are an inspiration to Albanian youth, especially with your empowering songs. So I really wish you the most success. And just let everybody know where to check your music out, social medias, any shout outs to mom, dad, whoever.
Well, thank you so much, Edison. I really appreciate you. I think you're a young king. You're doing your thing with your podcast.
Thank you so much.
I applaud you. And where you can check me out is on my Instagram at Miss Mimosa, MISSMIMOZA, because we're Albanian. And you can check out my stuff on YouTube. Just put in my name, Mimosa, and then Young Queen. And thanks again for this. This is so special, and I look forward to doing this again.
Definitely. Hopefully, we can, once the world opens back up, we can meet and do one in person next time. And
yes.
Looking forward to all your... Oh, actually, before I forget...
Yeah.
I might be mistaken, but is there an award coming soon for Young Queen in the next month or so?
Not for Young Queen, but for Kings and Queens.
Oh, for Kings and Queens. Got it. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm not allowed to speak about it, but I feel like I already opened up a Pandora's box yesterday with the interview. But yeah, I will get an award, and I'm so humbled by it. I'm not allowed to say it, but it's really exciting. I believe it's going to be published in April.
Okay.
So just hang tight for like 2 more weeks, but I'm
well,
so
congratulations,
excited.
Congratulations for all your success. And Mimosa, we look forward to seeing you progress, especially with the Albanian community. You know, we're all here supporting. So everybody, now we all have our eye on you. So you better, you know, keep up.
No, I'm kidding. Yeah, thank you so much. No, I appreciate the love, and I hope to continue to make you guys so proud. And like, the love and support that I keep getting from Albanians is like unmatched, and I just like, it means the world, and I just look forward to making you guys so proud. And like, let's do another interview soon.
Definitely, we're proud already. All right, thank you so much, Mimosa. We'll keep in touch.
Thank you.
All right, bye.